Hello, my name's Steve, and I am one of the older guides for London Walks because I've been with London Walks for since, well, man and boy, really, for over 30 years and enjoyed every single moment of it. And I just want to show you, in your mind's eye at least, a little bit of London which I really love, and that is Wapping. And Wapping is a funny old word anyway, just east of the Tower of London and well worth a visit. So if you go down Wapping High Street, and Wapping, they say, either comes from Whopper's people, who was an ancient king, apparently, or it just means sort of bubble and marshland, really, I suppose, that was drained off in the Middle Ages. So Wapping High Street itself at one time used to be Sailor Town. But you start your journey, really, from just east of the Tower of London itself, and you'll find yourself in St. Catherine's Dock. Built by a man called Thomas Telford in the 1820s, it was a total and utter disaster. When it first was proposed, to have a dock there, it used to be a nunnery, and that was way back when, in the 12th century, and we're talking about King Stephen and Queen Matilda, when there used to be a nunnery there, funnily enough, called St. Catherine's. By the 1820s, it was prime land as far as docks were concerned, because they were all the rage. And it was Georgie Porgie Pumpkin Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. In other words, the Prince Regent, who was convinced that it was going to be a great profitable proposal. Unfortunately, by the time it did open in 1828, it was a disaster simply because the entrance, which you can still see onto the river itself, looks a bit Dutch, in fact, was far too narrow for what was coming in. And we're talking about not sailing ships anymore, but steam paddle ships, which just couldn't actually fit into the actual dock itself. So financially a disaster, but it really looks rather pretty now. It was during its height, and we're talking about the 1920s, 40s, 50s, etc., for luxury goods. And you can see one of the entrances onto the highway, the sort of road, just main road, just north of it. You can see a couple of elephants with their tusks, because it was ivory, was one of the things they actually kept. In the actual sort of dock itself, which is like a marina now, you see a couple of the old barges with their familiar ruddy red kind of sails. And you'll see two flippers down by the side of these barges. These used to be the workhorses of the river. And they're called leeboards. And that was to sort of guide the actual sort of barges themselves, simply because they're flat-bottomed and tend to drift. They can hold over 100 tonnes, and it will only need two people to run them. And funnily enough, it was normally a husband and a wife. In fact, one of the main injuries were to have missing fingers because of winding down the mid-mast, which could be wound down so you could get under low bridges. The actual sort of dock itself is absolutely charming now, and you'll not only find looking at the ships themselves, fascinating, because they come from all over the world. In fact, in the Around the World race, which is held every year, at one particular stage, they actually put their wonderful and marvellous yachts actually in the dock itself. You'll also find the Dickens Inn, which is in fact an 18th century building. That's got nothing to do with Charles Dickens at all, though it does look Dickensian. So in fact, it used to be a sugar mill, and it was moved there later on from where it used to be. And as you continue around, you'll eventually find yourself in the Thames itself, and a fantastic view of not only Tower Bridge, which was actually opened in 1894, but also the river itself and across the river itself, which, if you look towards the design, what was the Design Museum, a white building, there is also, that was the filming where they did, just on the other side there, when David Lean did his film of Oliver Twist. And because it used to be a slum known as Jacob's Island, and only the poorest of people actually were there. It was like a huge slab of mud, really. But it was where Bill Sykes ended up scurrying across the roof and finding himself slipping into a noose, which finally hanged him. Don't remember that? With his dog and companion, Bullseye. Well, that's a tiny little visit into a little bit of Wapping, namely just the beginning of Wapping, actually. If you move further down Wapping High Street itself, you'll find some wonderful houses built in the 1820s for the customs men. And also look out for a couple of stars, Graham Norton, the show host, and also Helen Mirren, our fantastic national treasure and marvellous actress who live just along the river itself, just down in Wapping. So it's well worth a visit. And so after you've done your Tower of London, then do have a look at the marvellous Wapping. Thanks. That's all for now. My name's Steve Newman, and I hope to see you when things are better and the virus has finally gone away. Thank you. Bye.